United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, minus the Mark Cox, because he's enjoying a day off with the family. This means it is your show. That's right. I'm just the guy facilitating the conversation. Dan Buck sitting in this morning. And it's a free-for-all Friday. That's what we're calling it. Phone lines are going to be open all morning long. If you want to get in on the conversation, you just want to chat about anything that I throw out there, or if you have something else on your mind, I'm game. All right, just give me a call. I'm happy to talk about just about anything as long as it's relevant and it's current and it's what's going on in this crazy world. Nothing more crazy than the No Kings rallies that we're all going to have to tolerate this weekend.
And it's appropriate for radio.
It is.
No, I'm saying.
Oh.
When they call.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're appropriate for radio.
Yeah, we almost had, was it Jill earlier, might have gotten a little rambunctious, a little loose. So keep it tight. Keep it clean. We do have a delay, but sometimes that delay doesn't always work. So when you call in, let's keep it above board. But a lot of people chimed in last half hour as we opened it up talking about the Vatican having a prayer room for Muslims. And we asked the $30,000 question of saying, do Muslims have prayer rooms for Catholics? Do they have a place where you can go in and do the rosary at mosque and at Mecca? I mean, just wondering. I'm just asking the question. Of course not. I mean, we all know the answer to the question. But somehow the Catholic Church feels compelled to cater to and provide space for when they have their call to prayer, that in Vatican City, inside the head of the Catholic Church, the Pope has designated their own room for Muslim prayer. It's just mind-blowing to me. And not only at the Vatican either. We talked about the Catholic University out in Connecticut. What's it called? Sacred Heart University. They, too, have created a Muslim prayer room for their staff and their students who are of Muslim faith to have a place to pray on their Catholic campus. So it's coming, you know, it's everybody cowering to, and you say, well, it's just part of the unity that the church promotes. Okay, it's a great idea, right? It's a great idea. I would be fine if you had Jewish prayer rooms, if you had Hindu prayer rooms, if you had Baptist prayer rooms at a Catholic university, or other Protestant religions, Lutheran, Methodist, doesn't matter. I'd be fine with them all having their own space. But a religion steeped in hate, who define us as infidels, who constantly talk about the infitata, to constantly talk about the fact that they are called to kill anyone who is not of their faith. It's in their Quran. This isn't like they, a few radicals that believe this. This is part of the religion that is taught, and no more shining example than in Palestine, where they put an entire group of Muslim-led Hamas fighters in charge of their entire country, who slaughter 1,200 people in a single day, take 251 more hostage. Many of them were killed in captivity. tortured in captivity in front of the other hostages. The stories coming out of the living hostages is absolutely abhorrent. But let's cater to them. And because, oh, that's just an extreme group. No, it's not an extreme group. They're doing it in Nigeria. 7,000 Christians slaughtered just in the past 8 months, and no one's talking about it. No, we're not only not talking about it from the Vatican and Pope Leo, who goes on his green, you know, green environmental crusade, but doesn't fail to mention in one breath the absolute genocide going on in Nigeria. But that's not here nor there. We've got a short list, lots of stuff going on in the news. Let's hit the top topics. Here we go.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
News alert, B-52 bombers are flying off the coast of Venezuela. Trump's not bluffing. Right now, more than 10,000 U.S. soldiers are built up in the Caribbean, on ships, in Puerto Rico, locked and loaded.
Yeah, the buildup is a mammoth, folks. Let me read to you some of the things going on. We'll do it as we get after this segment. I'm going to read you all of what's going on off the coast of Venezuela. There's no question Trump is not bluffing.
Leading into the election, what was the problem? It was extreme capitulation to the progressive left, who were finding reasons to side with, you know, I don't want to say siding with Hamas. I certainly don't want to accuse them of that. But it just seemed like whatever they wanted, the left that wasn't far left was leaning more left.
What is going on? Stephen Smith, you've got the congressman from Pennsylvania who's talking truth. Now Stephen Smith is talking truth. What's going on? They're all catching on that the left is crazy.
We must continue to call this what it is, a dangerous power grab that echoes the rise of authoritarianism and authoritarian regimes throughout world history.
Yep, Mr. Pritzker. Every day he's having a press conference to lob out these lies that somehow bringing peace and neighborhood security to South Chicago, where it is absolutely a war zone, that the president trying to bring some kind of calm to the chaos is authoritarian dictatorship. There's a stretch.
Where are all of the Free Palestine protesters? It's President Trump who freed Palestine, literally, and they are now very much quiet.
Oh, yeah, they're changing flags. They're going to go from waving the Palestinian flag and free Hamas and stop the killing in Palestine, which President Trump successfully did this past week. Now it's all about ICE. It's going to be all about immigration enforcement that's going on in city after city because Joe Biden let a bunch of illegals come into this country, terrorize neighborhoods, cost taxpayers billions and billions of dollars as they continue to terrorize these cities, and Trump's done with it. He said, if you aren't going to help ICE get these people out of our country, then I'm going to bring in the National Guard to do it. And of course, people are taken to the streets because they think he's a dictator by calling out the troops. Somebody on our Facebook page earlier, too, I think it was Scooter, one of them said, well, Biden, you know, because I was talking about how Trump is only enforcing laws that existed under Biden. He's enforcing laws that existed under Obama. And oh, by the way, Obama did throw out 2 million illegal immigrants in our country during his 8 years in office. Nobody seemed to scream about those deportations. But suddenly now that Trump's doing it, it's a problem. And he's only deported 400,000, but he's also arrested, you know, many, many hardcore criminals that have come across the border during these raids and during the ICE brave work that they're doing in our cities. He's cleaned up the streets of D.C. He's cleaned up the streets of Memphis, where they were sane enough to allow him to come in and help out. Of course, in D.C., he had a little more jurisdiction. But in Memphis, they got the support of the governor there. And look what's happened. Crime is way down. People are playing. Kids are playing in the streets again. No gunfire nightly like they were having. Oh, sorry about that. But now we're seeing this No Kings protest organized all over the country, the biggest one expected to be in D.C. But I was looking through some memes that a buddy of mine's always good about sending me, and one of them caught my eye. and it was about the No Kings protest. It was a meme that was very appropriate that I thought to share, but I elected to go into that meme and expand on it just a bit as we prepare for this whole woke liberal madness we're going to see this weekend across our nation. Here's how it reads and a little bit of colorful additions from me. We want no kings, but put your mask on. No kings, but you're in a lockdown. No kings, but we close your business while Walmart, casinos, and abortion clinics remain open. No kings, but you'll be fired if you don't get the jab. No kings, but we forget to tell you that there'll be more boosters. Sorry about that. No kings, but we failed to explain that the jab doesn't really prevent you from getting it or spreading it. No kings, but you can't gather and worship in your house of God because politicians and bureaucrats said so. No kings, but we won't accept your exemption. No kings, but even our healthiest soldiers, they've lost their pensions and their jobs because they said no. No kings, yeah, but we'll deny prayer in school and stop reacting and reciting the pledge. No kings, but we kill anyone who promotes the real king and the truth on college campuses. No kings, but we decide your healthcare decisions should be decided by your government. No kings, but we murder unborn babies to help certain populations and to hold populations down. No kings, but mothers will be financially punished if they have dad in the house. Yeah, we've got no kings, but we replace self-worth and self-worth ethics with government welfare. Yeah, you can have your no kings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll be back in a minute. The topics are many. The minutes are few. Our phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. It's a free-for-all Friday where we're going to be highlighting all the views of the smartest radio audience in America right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Dan Buck sitting in, and you are the co-host. We're going to go to line one, Philip first. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. How are you, Dan?
Good. I appreciate the call. I know you are of the Muslim faith. I would love to have this dialogue, of course.
Well, I became a Muslim in 1995. I was raised as a Methodist.
Okay. So walk me through. Am I wrong about what I'm saying about that the Catholic Church having places of prayer inside Vatican City and in many of the universities, and I'm finding out now in the U.S. that there's several Catholic universities that have places of prayer. Do you think this is a good idea as
a
Muslim?
It's not a good idea for Catholics. It's a good idea for Muslims.
Yeah, right. Okay, so is jihad real?
One of the reasons I'm a Muslim is that we don't have to turn the other cheek.
Hmm.
And you know, we believe in Jesus, he's Isa, praise be upon him. We believe in Mary, she's Miriam, praise be upon her. But we have the only thing I think that you missed, and it wasn't because you said something wrong, it's just you left something out. There is no central authority in Islam. There is no pope, there's no bishops, there is nothing to tell another Muslim what to do. When a Muslim chooses to do something, that's upon him or her. He or she is stuck with that forever. So that's why all the things you say happen, and in my judgment, the people that are doing them are going to hell. But I don't have control over them, and there's no church authority to control.
But Philip, how do you rationalize and justify that when they claim, and they can make very clear reference to the Quran that says we are in jihad, and jihad calls
Correct.
For the infidels to be eliminated if they do not come to the faith. So how do you reconcile that?
From our point of view, the Prophet Muhammad, praise be upon him, the Prophet Muhammad had a deal with the people from Medina. He had a deal with the Meccans that was essentially a truce, and he specifically had a truce with Jewish people in that area. And they tried to kill the prophet. And then when they tried to kill the prophet, he said, that's it, no more deals, we're going for you.
Okay, and have been going for him for centuries since, correct?
Yep.
And not only Jews either, right? The Catholics, Christians are considered.
In that area, there were no Catholics. Only Christians there were Byzantine Romans, and they're called in the Quran, they're called Ruma. Anytime you see Romans referred to in the Quran, that refers to a Byzantine Catholic. So there were no Roman Catholics there. They're talking about is Byzantium, Eastern Roman Empire.
Then define for me who the infidels are then, if it's not just the Jews.
Well, the infidel is anyone who does not believe in the God.
Right.
Okay.
The God Muhammad worship, not necessarily.
Muhammad's not a god. Muhammad is a prophet.
That's what I said. The God Muhammad promoted.
We're very careful about that.
Yeah.
We believe that there are what are called the people of the book, and the people of the book are the Jews, and the Christians, and the Muslim, because all three of us believe in the same God. Now, we have different sacred texts that come out of that. But anyone who is not respectful to a person of the book is definitely misbehaving, sinfully misbehaving, in my judgment. And I
believe
that's the judgment of the Quran, too.
And Philip, the Quran allows murder to be the reconciliation of that disrespect, correct?
Well, it can if it's justified. So, for example, let's say that you came to my house, you threw a copy of the Quran on the ground, and you burnt it, okay?
Yep.
I would be justified in my religion to kill you.
Right. That's what I mean.
I don't think I would kill you. Nobody knows until you're in a situation. I don't think I would kill you, but I would be justified to kill you. That's correct.
Right.
But what we don't understand is, you know, the Catholic Church has been a spectacular power for so long, and it's like you're put up a sign that says, come take our power away. We're giving it away. We're gift wrapping it. Come take it. Here you go. And there's no organization in this country that has more given up authority and power and respect than the Catholic schools. I mean, it was the Catholic schools that had a real opportunity when the public schools declined to do something spectacular, but they just followed along.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely, they did.
And I'm as a Muslim, I'm looking at it going, well, I can't believe that.
I'm sure you couldn't. Philip, this is just absolutely fascinating conversation. I appreciate you taking the time to call.
Well, thank you for listening.
You bet. And that's what the show's all about today. It's about letting the listeners, pro, con, if you like what I'm talking about, if you don't agree, people like Philip have the right to come on the show and let's talk about it. 314,
you
bet. Thanks, Philip. 314-241-9797 are the numbers. Toll free 866-455-9797 outside St. Louis. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're going to dive into the No Kings issue a little deeper coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk. The Mark Cox Morning Show, Dan Buck sitting in on this Friday morning, and we love this time of the morning because Nicole Murray joins us. Good morning, Nicole.
What an introduction. I'm honored.
I know. I just love because I live vicariously through you because of your fun weekends. You're always going somewhere, doing something. You got a bachelorette party or you got a wedding to go to or you got a big family outing. Where are you going this weekend?
Cape May, actually. It's like
nice.
Way down south at the Jersey Shore. There's a bunch of wineries and whatnot. So me and my friends are going to go do some damage.
I never even heard of that place. I'm living. You're going to send me some pics?
Absolutely.
I want some pics. Is it on the water? Is it like right there on the beach?
Our hotel is on the water, but
nice.
The wineries are a little bit more inland. But Cape May is on a peninsula to begin with. So it's not like you're far from the coast no matter where you go.
Oh, fantastic. What are you going to do there? Just hit the wineries and drink too much and shoot the crap or what?
Hit the wineries, girl talk. I think we're going to do like a nice dinner at night kind of thing and get all pretty and dressed up. And
definitely pictures. Definitely
yes.
Pictures. Okay.
Yes.
All
so
right.
It should be fun. I'll have wine in your honor if you would like.
Perfect. Perfect. At least one bottle. Just one.
Woo! You're going to have me on the floor.
There we go. Well, you have fun and tell us what's going on in the world of markets today.
All right. So futures are moderately lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 301. The NASDAQ down 107. The S&P 500 down 41. A downtown frozen yogurt shop is rebranding into a day-to-night coffee cafe. Bella's, known for its boozy shakes at 1021 Washington Avenue, will soon reopen as a coffee and pastry bar, serving locally roasted coffee, espresso drinks, pastries, desserts, and more. The union representing workers on strike from Boeing said it has filed an unfair labor charge against the aerospace giant, accusing the company of refusing to bargain in good faith. Members with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union, which represents more than 3,200 Boeing workers, have been on strike since August 4th. President Trump has announced two new efforts to expand availability of in vitro fertilization. It includes a deal with Germany's Merck to slash the price of some of the company's fertility medicines in exchange for relief from planned tariffs on pharmaceuticals imported into the U.S. Data says that the cost for a single round of IVF can cost roughly $20,000 or more per cycle. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby said the government shutdown could start to hurt bookings if it isn't resolved. Kirby said the airline hasn't seen any impact yet. Delta's CEO last week also warned that a prolonged shutdown could affect the airline. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford is recalling nearly 625,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to seatbelt and rearview camera display problems. The auto regulator said that Ford dealers will update the image processing module software at no cost to owners. And finally, we got a brand new dessert craze. Going crazy online, by the way. It's red wine and vanilla ice cream. And online reviews say the treat tastes pretty darn good.
What was that, a red wine? What?
Red wine with ice cream. So it's not like you're sipping wine and eating ice cream out of the carton. Picture a wine glass with a cup of wine, and you scoop the ice cream directly into the wine, and then you kind of eat it like a sundae.
Kind of like a wine float.
Yeah,
it's like a wine float. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So I haven't been able to try this yet, but I plan on doing it soon.
I think at Cape May, you need to see if you can get one of those.
Oh, my gosh,
while you're
yes.
there, right? Sipping it on the shoreline, looking out at the ships in the harbor. Be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
How much longer you got to work today? Is this vacation starting, this trip starting soon?
T-minus 4 hours and 11 minutes.
Beautiful. She knew it down to the minutes. That's awesome. Well, have a lot of fun in Cape May. Be safe getting down there, and lots of pics. We want to see them.
Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. See you, Nicole. Cool. All right. Hey, before we went to the break, we were talking about no kings, and we also have emphasized all morning long that I am just the facilitator of talk today. Unlike Mark, who can just go and go and go like the Energizer Bunny on a single topic, I need conversation. And that's why I'm going to go to line three and Don right now to kind of continue our conversation that we were having in regards to the No Kings celebration is going on. Did I just drop him? I think I did. No, I didn't. I hit the wrong button. There we go. There's Don. I'm new to the phone lines too, Don, but I'm figuring out how to make them work. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I thought I got disconnected when it went blank.
There you go. So tell me, what are your thoughts of the No Kings celebrations going on this weekend or protest?
Well, first, I'm a seasoned talker, and I'm hearing the bells instead of the polar bear and the snowstorm, so I'm trained on this.
Okay,
let's get to business. All yes, right. This whole No Kings rally, it is just basically a left-wing cabal of the never-ending revolution. They're out of power, but they like to protest and try to get back that power that they crave and deserve. I mean, where they can continue to advance their sexual liberation, their comfortable and dysfunction mentality, you know, even though that may cost us taxes or, you know, high crime and all that stuff. That's all they care. That's all they really care about.
Right, right. You know, and keep in mind, too, who the, you know, as you're watching these protests this weekend, remember who the real tyrants are, right? Who the deceivers are, because this
they don't think they're tyrants.
I'm saying, look at who they're voting for in New York City, right? Because
yes.
Because they truly do want a dictator. They want a socialist dictator to take over New York City. Who's going
to
vote?
They just want to be taken care of.
That's
they
right.
They think that they're lying to them that this is all about liberation. Because, you know, we're liberating from ourselves from God, the old social order. We're heading towards this brave new world. I mean,
well, and let's go to the economic
fingers.
Don, go to the economic side of it. They want a government that can destroy the free market, right? They want to punish and excessively tax any type of success in America, right? And they want to bring this entire nation as we know it to its knees. They despise strong leaders, right? They want the weaklings like Biden, right? Because they can control them, right? They don't like strong leaders. They don't like people who promote freedom and liberty and sovereignty and peace and bring peace across the world, right? Peace through strength and the rule of law. They hate all that. They hate it. And that's why they're protesting this weekend, because it's happening.
They think peace is basically, you know, trust and cooperation and
acceptance and unity and diversity. That's what they love, right? They love all that.
Yeah.
They don't want peaceful streets, right? Leave those people to themselves, right? They'll self-select. That's okay. You can have 550 murders, but if you try to stop it, you're a tyrant, right?
let me put it this way. The local news stations in Chicago will keep reporting the murders. You'll hear about it on something like a CBS Chicago, but you won't hear about it on CBS National. That's right. That's the way I think.
Well, and you know what? We always focus on the symptoms of TDS, right? But we don't.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about the cause. You know what brought on their TDS, right? Well, I'll tell you what it was and what it is. It's that
he's not in the cult.
Exactly. Right. That this guy is not abiding by the rules. Right. This president is threatening to unravel almost three decades of their hard work. You know, their evil socialist education that's been aimed at one thing. That's derailing and disrupting, dividing, destroying our constitutional republic. And here you got a president.
That's the revolution.
That's
for
right.
You.
And here's what they're saying is that. No, we got to go back. You're unraveling everything that we've been working on.
We got to go forward, actually.
Well, we got to keep pushing what he's pushing, right? And keep getting what we're getting. But they want just the opposite. They want to go back to the old realm that they were so close. They knew they were one election away from getting the socialist agenda that they wanted. They want public everything. They want no rich in the world. They want everybody on the equal playing field. They want housing to be equal and fair for everybody. What I mean by that is success should not exist in America. They will completely thwart the way we live our lives because they want. Yeah, go ahead.
And they never see their leaders getting rich off of them because they think that they're so kind and generous.
Yeah.
And all they're doing is enabling them. You never hear them.
Yeah.
This George Soros or anybody that's funding the revolution.
Nope. They want an almighty government, right? They think is going to take care of them. But what they're creating,
as long as you're part of the revolution, nothing else matters.
Well, until the revolution's over, then they won't matter. Then the elitist will say get what falls from the table, but we're in control. Yeah. We're in charge.
The $64,000 question is, when does the revolution end? Because it never ends.
That's right.
It never, ever ends.
Anybody who shows up for these No Kings rallies this weekend, folks, they're advocating for the end of our constitutional republic. Make no mistake. They hate our Constitution. Thank you so much. Great call, Don. Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. That's what the show's about today. People like Don, passionate, want to chime in. We're going to keep this conversation going because this No Kings thing is a big deal, folks. You're going to be able to identify the enemy this weekend, and the other come out in masses. They'll show their face. But when I come back after the break, we're going to talk about what exactly it is that they're fighting and what they're trying to get over. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. 97.1 FM Talk. Dan Buck sitting in for Mark. Thanks for letting us be a part of
it. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your Friday morning.
What's happening?
Go
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It's been a while since I got to do this. So
I know. I can't wait to hear what you got. All right.
With the passing of Ace Frehley, Kiss guitarist. He passed away yesterday at the age of 74. He hasn't really come out and said that I've seen what he died from, but I know he did take a pretty horrible fall in his home maybe a week or two ago. He's just had ongoing medical health issues, so...
He was on tour like a month ago, though, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was on tour. He was supposed to be coming to St. Louis, actually, and that's not happening now, but...
You got any, like, memory music for him? Did you get
it? We were playing Kiss right there coming in.
Oh, that was it?
Yep. All right. Rock and roll all night. He was a great guitar player, very influential. Not only to heavy metal guitarists, they loved him, but just guitarists in general loved Ace Frehley.
That's awesome.
And he was innovative. I mean, go watch his stuff. He was amazing.
Another loss in the rock and roll world. It seems like the older we get, the more of our childhood icons are falling off. No kidding. Hey, a Michigan woman used artificial intelligence to win the lottery. Get this.
What?
Nice.
Yes. She went out and asked ChatGPT for the winning numbers, and it shot back. And so she said, what the heck? I'll play what ChatGPT gave her. And she won $100,000. $100,000.
Are you trying to say GPT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
What did I say? ChatGPT.
You're saying
GDP.
GDP.
GDP, like gross domestic product.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is kind of accurate.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It makes about as much money as the GDP. Yeah,
oh,
GPT.
My gosh.
ChatGPT, $100,000 on the first set of numbers it gave her.
Wow.
Well, now we're all going to try it and lose.
Yeah.
This is a plant story from the lotto. I guarantee it.
No, it's not. It's a plant story by ChatGPT. They're the ones who planted that story. Anyway, she's $100,000 richer.
I know you guys probably already heard that Diane Keaton passed away. It was last Saturday. It's finally come out that she actually passed away from pneumonia, it looks like. So just updating that a little bit for you. She was a great actress. Everybody liked her.
Really liked her. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I always have an animal story whenever I do these. A California man got captured. He got a video of a bear that was digging through his curbside trash bin and absconded a bag of ill-gotten garbage gains. He literally took the entire garbage bag, like a person would, out.
What?
He lifts the entire bag out of the trash can and carries the whole bag off. He didn't just like take the trash out and eat it there at the garbage can. He stole the bag of trash and just walked away with it. How funny is that?
He's not going to get caught.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's in Glendale. The video's out there. You got to watch it. It's pretty hysterical.
All right, now listen to the way I say this because I'm not cussing here. But Smucker's is going to go to war with Trader Joe's because it looks like Trader Joe's has a copycat Uncrustable and Smucker's is a little bit upset about
it. And they should be.
They should be. But, I mean, come on, Sue. More Uncrustables in the world. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, right?
Well, I don't know that I've ever eaten one, but yes. So are they suing them? What's the scene?
They are suing Trader Joe's because it's they're saying copyright infringement and trademark infringement because Trader Joe's is also Circle and it's also Crimped. So, I mean, it looks just like it. You know, they just changed the name. So, of course, they're going to be smart about it, Trader Joe's. Make a square one, maybe, or...
Exactly. Triangle. What's the matter with it?
So...
That's right. Have you guys ever heard of that rat hole up in Chicago, in the Windy City? The rat hole wasn't...
Oh, is that like a place?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. There was actually...
You were calling Chicago a rat hole, and I was yes.
That it is. No, there was this place in this alley, and it kind of became famous because it got so much news attention. This hole just appeared in the concrete, and people said it was created by rats, and it became this, like, legend.
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah, well, researchers have disproven the claim. So it's no longer known as the rat hole. They found out that it was actually erosion and chemicals that got into the hole that made it collapse, not rats eating out from under or burrowing underneath it as they thought. But there are massive rats in Chicago. Have you ever seen some of the rats in Chicago?
Yeah, no. One's on the governor.
Well, besides the governor and besides the mayor. Literally, I was at a place with the burritos as big as her head, and I'm walking out of the place, and literally a size of a cat about ran over my feet.
Oh my gosh.
That's other news. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. Back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.